Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 68 of the year, Monday, March 9th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are kicking off a brand new week by heading up to the Empire State, New York. We are looking at District 3, which is the wealthiest congressional district in the entire state. It covers the affluent North Shore of Long Island, all the way into northeastern Queens. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who came back to Congress to essentially rescue his district from an absolute political circus. We are talking about Democrat Tom Suozzi.
Stephen, you really cannot talk about Tom Suozzi without talking about the absolutely wild sequence of events that brought him back to Washington. Because Suozzi is a seasoned institutional politician. He is a lawyer and a CPA. He spent years as the mayor of Glen Cove and the Nassau County executive. He was elected to this House seat in 2016 and served three terms as a very moderate, pragmatic Democrat. But he stepped away from Congress in 2022 to run for governor of New York.
And when he stepped away, the seat was won by a Republican named George Santos. And we all know how that ended. Santos was exposed for massive, unprecedented fraud, lying about literally every aspect of his resume, and he became the sixth member in history to be expelled from the House of Representatives. The third district was a total laughingstock. So the Democratic Party essentially begged Tom Suozzi to come back and run in the special election in early 2024 to restore some dignity to the seat. He ran a brilliant campaign focused entirely on common sense, bipartisan solutions, and he easily won his old seat back.
And arriving back for the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he was immediately handed back his seat on the incredibly powerful House Ways and Means Committee. And he is using that seat to fight a massive, district-defining battle over taxes. Because in Washington, Tom Suozzi is literally known as Mr. Salt. For our listeners who might not know, SALT stands for state and local taxes. And this is the single biggest issue for the wealthy suburbs of Long Island.
It really is. Back in 2017, the Republican tax cuts placed a $10,000 cap on the amount of state and local taxes that people could deduct from their federal tax returns. If you live in a high-tax state like New York or New Jersey, that cap absolutely crushed you. Suozzi argues that his constituents are being double-taxed. With those 2017 tax cuts set to expire at the end of 2025, Suozzi is fighting tooth and nail right now in early 2026 to make sure that the SALT deduction is completely restored. He even launched the bipartisan SALT caucus to get it done.
And that willingness to work across the aisle is his entire brand. He is a leader in the Problem Solvers Caucus. He frequently breaks with the progressive wing of his own party to demand stronger border security. But when the new Trump administration does something that hurts his district, Suozzi goes on the absolute offensive. And we are seeing that happen right now in early 2026. Just a few weeks ago, the administration suddenly revoked the EPA's endangerment finding for greenhouse gases, basically rolling back federal efforts to fight climate change.
And Suozzi immediately held a massive press conference in Glen Cove to fight back. He represents a coastal district on Long Island. Climate change and rising sea levels are a very real, very expensive threat to his constituents. He also went to war with the administration in January over healthcare funding. The White House suddenly terminated massive federal grants from SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Suozzi pointed out that this cut $2 billion from local organizations across the country, directly hurting mental health clinics right on Long Island.
But because he is so pragmatic, he is still finding ways to pass legislation. Late last year, he teamed up with Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, and introduced the Bipartisan HOPE Act. That stands for the Healthcare Optimization, Protection, and Extension Act. The Affordable Care Act premium tax credits are expiring, and if Congress doesn't act, millions of people are going to see their health insurance costs skyrocket. Suozzi's bill extends those credits, but adds strict income caps and fraud guardrails to appease conservative Republicans. It is classic, middle-of-the-road legislating.
He is also deeply involved in global diplomacy on behalf of his constituents. Right now, he is leading a massive bipartisan effort with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney to pressure the State Department regarding a 70-year-old American citizen from Great Neck, New York, named Kamran Hekmati, who is currently being unjustly imprisoned in Iran. Suwansi is using every lever of federal power to demand his release.
And he delivers on the ground level, too. He just announced that he successfully secured over $12 million in federal funding to directly upgrade the clean drinking water infrastructure and buy new equipment for the police departments across Long Island and Queens.
He understands exactly what his district wants. NY03 is one of the only districts in the entire country that voted for Donald Trump for president, but simultaneously voted for Tom Suwansi for Congress. They are fiercely independent ticket splitters who want results, not rhetoric.
That is Representative Tom Suwansi.
That is our profile for New York's 3rd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.